Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. Matthew 26, verse 39. And he went a little further, fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, not as I will, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And he cometh unto the disciples, findeth them asleep, and said, "Peter, why could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed, it's willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time, prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Preach today something the Lord put in my spirit in prayer for this moment. The battle with self-will. The battle with self-will. The battle with your self-will. Father, we love you today. We thank you, God, for your mercy, your grace. You're a phenomenal God. Yet a lot of times our struggles is our faith, believing that you can do things. And God, I come to you and I pray that you help me. I'm nothing without you. Help me, God, bring this awesome word of yours to these great people, to give them faith, to give them direction, to give them help, and give them strength. I love you, Father, and I thank you for all that you've done, you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And somebody shout amen. You do it your own way and praise him. You can be seated. As everyone sits here today searching and even wondering in their minds, how am I going to find the source that's keeping me from obtaining the place of power and blessings in our lives and even move to the place of change? How? That everyone today is trying to find, what is the source that's keeping us from this? It's called self-will. That's the source. That everyone is challenged with overcoming today. Our greatest battle is not Satan himself. I'm proving my message. It's not Satan himself. It's not no one else. It's self-will. You see, self-will means it's the quality of doing what one wants in spirit and wishing and not obtaining and even obeying the wishes and orders of others. You see, self-will wants its own way. It wants to avoid the pain of change, and it searches for ways to avoid control over the flesh's likes and it wants. Yet to obtain the very will of God, self-will must be overcome and taken control of. It desires no laws. It desires no rules to be over it. Self-will wants its own freedom. You see, Genesis 12, God calls Abram to leave the country and his kindred. Leave, Abram. Go to land that I'm going to show you. Calling him to a place that would benefit his life greatly. As he left, the Bible said he took Lot with him. Knowing that God said, "Leave them behind." But self-will spoke up and said, it won't hurt you to take Lot with you. You know him. He's part of the family. You see, God said, but I want to take you to a land that will bless your life. You understand today, it is God's desire that me and you obtain the highest of life. It sit there like a knot on the log. Your self-will's telling you, I don't want to listen to this junk today. I'm not going to let nobody tell me how to live. Yeah, it is. Your battle and my battle ain't the devil. It is our own self-will. If he ain't preaching the faith to me today, I ain't moving today. But I got news for the devil. My number one enemy, devil, is not you. You was overcome at Calvary. Jesus ain't overcome you through death, burial, and the resurrection. But my greatest enemy today is my own self-will to overcome it, to obtain what God has for me. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of self-will keeping some of you from being a millionaire. There's a lot of self-will keeping us from being anointed like we ain't never been anointed before. How many see some things in the Holy Ghost that you desire, knowing that it could be yours, but there's an enemy you got to overcome? I feel my help. I knew it would be a fight. See, God said, I want to take you. Yet there are some restrictions on your journey, Abram. It doesn't say why. He doesn't say why he wanted to take Lot. You see, his self-will said, it won't hurt you if I take him. How many are being hindered today? How many are being held back from what God has for your life? How many has dreams? How many has desires of places, physically, spiritually, or financially, your life? You got those dreams ahead of you. But can I tell you, the Lord spoke to me, and I'm here to tell you in the Holy Ghost, it's not hell that can hold you back. Hell's already been overcome. He's been defeated. He was defeated at Calvary. The greatest enemy is your own self-will. Matter of fact, it's not even God that determines the outcome of the service. He's already here in the house. He'll do whatever we have faith for. He'll open blind eyes. He'll open deaf ears. Come on, he'll cause the lame to walk. He'll raise the dead. Hallelujah. Come on, he'll do anything. But it's mine and your self-will how much we want to get up and praise the name of the Lord. It's me and you today. How many wants to get up? I'm not going to sit here and let my depression of life hinder me. I'm not going to sit here and let hell hold me down. I'm not, because I see some things that are mine. I'm telling some of you in the Holy Ghost, there's a turnaround coming for some of you. There's a change coming down the road. It ain't hell that you're having to fight. It's self-will. That's why Paul said, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He knew the fight wasn't with the devil. The fight was with himself. How many today have been hindered, saint of God, from what God has for them? Because you picked up something. That they picked it up that isn't God's will for your life, for the journey that you're on. It is God's will. It is God's will that you have a better life. Oh, come on. It's God's will. You ain't got to toil with them demons every day. It's God's will. You ain't got to fight with your past every day. It's God's will that you can overcome and live an easier life. Come on, follow me in the Holy Ghost. Satan can't hold you from that. You're destined for that. But your fight is your self-will. It wants to pick up things that it ain't God's will for the journey. And that's what slows you down. That's what hinders you. But I got news for you. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Somebody ought to get mad at yourself and say, I can overcome. I can get through this. I can defeat this. I can win this battle. I can with Jesus. Abram, saint of God, had a promise that God gave him. Not if he would leave. That is, if he would leave his kindred, leave his country, he could obtain it. Yet life, yet self-will, wanted to do, self-will, wanted to do what it wanted to do, and it delayed him. You never reach the place of prosperity in life or spirit when you are ruled by self-will. No. Self-will causes delays and problems that you would not be dealing with if we obeyed God's will in the first place. God desired for Abram to be better himself. God was going to give him so much land that he would be the wealthiest man on earth. Do you understand, church, that it is God's will as a child of God to make you more wealthier than anybody on this earth? It's like my mom said, God on the hills, he owns the cattle on those hills. You got a rich daddy, and your daddy wants you to be wealthy today, and you ought to get mad at yourself and say, self, you're the one delaying this process. You're the one delaying this. Come on. I'm reading you in the Holy Ghost like a book today. Some of you don't want to hinder it. You don't want to hear this today. You're saying, oh, it ain't myself. Well, oh, yeah, it is. Hell's done been overcome. The devil's done been defeated. He's been overcome at Calvary. It ain't hell holding you back. It's a self-will in us that does things, causes things. My God, that delays our life. But I'm here to tell you, if anybody can rise up today and get a hold of your self-will and say, you're going to line up with God's word and you're going to get this out of your life because God's got more for you. My God. Abram found out the strife between him and Lot was holding him up. So you need to look. You know what is causing that junk. Quit. I'm getting tired of this. Oh, the devil, he's fighting me. Well, howdy doody. He fights everybody. That ain't the battle I'm worried about. The battle I'm worried about is what you're causing. Well, I'm worried about what you're causing, honey. Come on, I can't. Oh, here we go. You come and counsel me 3 hours, but I can't fix self. I can't fix what self won't fix itself. Come on, church. Some of you ought to get mad today, raging mad at yourself. I don't know if you've ever had a fit with yourself, but I have. I've looked at myself and said, you're stupid. How foolish are you, boy? You need to have a fit with it and say, flesh, you ain't nothing but carnal. You're going to go back to the ground you come from, but there's a soul living inside of you that has a destiny of eternity. Some of you ought to get raging mad. You ought to get raging mad today and say, hey, self, you fix the line up. I ain't going to be lost forever. We're going to win this battle because with Christ, I can do all things today. Somebody praise that name. You hear me today? Self-will causes delays and problems that we would not have been dealing with if we obeyed. You see, God desired to better Abraham. God desires to better your life today, saint of God. There are 8,810 promises in the Word of God. God desires for you and I to have every one of them. To be better in our life, health, wealth, spirit. It's your battle, my battle, with self will that determines the promise. In Genesis 13 and 14, and the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, did God put Lot in his life? Who put Lot in his life? Abram did. God said, I'm going to take you there, but I believe somewhere Abram began to think, I hadn't got there yet. What's the problem? Why am I not advancing? Why am I not advancing in my life? Why am I not advancing to where God's calling me to? Why is there not peace in my marriage? Why is there not peace in my soul? Why am I not advancing? You need to stand in your life and look at the junk around it. It could be that you picked up Lot on the journey. Now Lot's causing problems, which is delaying your outcome. The Bible said he caused the spirit of strife. You could be looking at some things on the phone. Uh-oh, here I go, Jesus. You could be looking at some things on the phone that's causing a spirit of lust. And the reason that relationship with your spouse is not as good as it used to be is because Lot is in your life. And it's causing, I'm going to keep on going, it's causing the spirit of strife. It could be the reason that all kind of habits are flashing up and challenging you because you got one habit, which is open up a door for multiple habits that your flesh hungers for, and that hunger ain't going to stop with one hunger of the flesh. Come on. You ain't going to tell me that. Man, I'm telling you, I walked in yesterday evening at the house. And man, I've been doing good. I've been eating clean, doing right. Brian said, man, when you ride your horses and you do roping, you burn 3,000 calories in 2 hours, and 3 hours you rope. I say about 5,000 was gone because I could eat a doorknob, I was so hungry. Walked in, she fixed some tuna, ate some tuna, but on the cabinet over there, Brother Tyler, was a chocolate pie. And I said, yeah, flesh, we fixing to get us some of that. Now, my Holy Ghost wasn't speaking up. But my flesh was dominating. It's like you get that one glimpse. You get that one glimpse, and it's on, baby. Your mind is saying, that would really taste good. And the more you think about it, your body tastes it. That's how it works in the spirit. You get that one look at it, that one glimpse of it, and it hunk, your body goes through the emotion like you're already doing it. So all of a sudden, before I knew it, my wife had a quarter of that pie in a plate. And before I knew it, I had a spoon of it in my mouth. And before I knew it, it was all gone. And I said, a just man falls 7 times, but he can get back up. Come on. Abram said, he stopped one day. Somebody shout, stop. You got to stop one day and say, hold on. Who's causing the problem? Come on, church. Who's causing the problem in my life, physically, spiritually, financially, life? Man, who's causing the problem? And if you'll take a deeper look, it won't be too far. Put it back up, sis. But when he saw Lot was causing strife, after Abram let Lot go, somebody shout, he separated. He separated himself. He separated himself. He separated himself from Lot. Now God said, lift up now thy eyes. He was right there. You know, a lot of you, you're searching for that place, that thing, but you're already there. You just can't see it. I can't. Lift up thy eyes, looking for the place there that thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and west. It's yours. This is where all along I've been wanting you to come, but you had something in your life that wouldn't let you get here, but I didn't put it there. You put it there yourself. Come on, anybody ready? Is anybody ready to get that place? Is anybody ready to reach that place? Anybody ready to arrive at that place? Anybody, 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 anybody. Some of you need to say, Lord, you're leaving today, boy. You're leaving my house. You're leaving my life. My God, I feel my help. That Lot left Abram. He was able to see. Somebody shall see. Jonah went against God's will. When God asked him to go to Nineveh to preach, self-will said to Jonah, I want to do what I want to do. And I know you've heard that lately from your own self. Oh, yeah, you have. Jonah finds himself, he finds himself in the belly of a fish for 3 days. Come on, folks. Until he was willing to submit to the will of God. You see, and that's when he came out. The Holy Ghost in prayer spoke this to me, and I'm going to speak it to you. As soon as you find and realize that you're not in the will of God and you put yourself in it, that's when you're coming out. I know some of you say, yeah, sure, uh-huh. See, that's your stinking, rotten, nasty self-will right there. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost will. As soon as he said, Lord, I should have listened to you. I rebelled and I went the other way. I wasn't praying like I should. I wasn't reading your word like I should. I wasn't fasting. I wasn't faithful to church. I was stealing tithes and offering from you. I was a thief. God, I know where I'm at. But God, I repent today. God, I'll go and I'll do what you want me to do. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And immediately, God put him right where he had sent him. And Jonah did the will of God. There's some of you standing at a door. The only thing you got to say today, all right, God, I'm going to do your will and say, you open the door. I'll worship you. I'll be faithful to the house of God. I'll pay my tithes off. I'll pray every day. I'll read my... Come on, folks. Anybody been seeking the source? What's causing the problem? What's fighting me today? I'm here to tell you, Jesus overcome Satan at Calvary. Satan can't rule your life. You're a child of God, but it's your self-will. But Paul said, I can do all things. This is good. What the fish thought, I got my food. Can I tell you something? I don't know. I might be freaky today or crazy thinking like this. But Brother Josh, you ever been failed into something of self-will? And that old spirit, that old thing told your flesh, I got you right here. I guess it's just me and a few more. All of you, yeah, you're telling the truth. Because whatever you fall into, it's going to tell you, I got you. I guarantee you that old fish was burping. Where's Rocker? That sucker can burp like a grown man. Rocker, can you come burp for me? Are you asleep? Okay. Annalie, can you burp for me? Oh, my Paisley. Because Paisley here, she can burp automatically. Like two grown men. But that fish was burping. Come on. He was licking his lips. I got me a stomach full. I got him. That's what the spirit gets a hold of your flesh and self-will says, I got you. That's what the spirit's telling you. But Jonah turned around when he cried out to God. He decides to do the will of God. Finds himself in the will of God. And in the will of God, that's when you're anointed to accomplish what God puts you here for. When flesh, you ready? When flesh submits to self-will, we find ourselves physically in bad shape. Yeah, amen. Some of you ain't even moving your head. When the spirit submits to self-will, we find ourselves spiritually struggling. But you see, when Noah was given the plan of escape from the coming judgment, that was God's will, that Noah was to put together. You ready? By the blueprint God gave him. God, somebody shout God. God has given us the blueprint of how to have a prosperous life, spiritually, life itself, that his will he's given us. Just as Noah, it's in our hands. The balance between doing the God's will and doing the will of self-will. If it's not in your spirit to better your life, then self-will is ruling you. I'm going to say it again. If bettering your life is not in you, your self-will is saying, don't matter. You don't have to worry about that. You ain't got to try to do no better. Because you know why? When you do the will, you try to do yourself better in flesh, your self-will will say, oh, that pain hurts. Yeah, it does. Try to go on a strict diet. Your flesh will fight you like 20,000 demons. I know some of you don't know because you ain't never done it. But I'm telling you, voices like you ain't never heard will speak up. But there's one voice that I have found out in my life will be stronger than anything. It's called the voice of self-will. It will tell you it doesn't matter. You go ahead and do it. It ain't going to kill you. Everybody else is doing it. I'm here to tell you, self-will is a battle. Oh, come on, folks, I feel it now. But Noah said, I got a plan. I want to get out of here. I want my family to get out of here. I believe every day he had to battle his self-will. Is this going to be worth it? Is it really going to come? Is the flood going to happen? I'm having to work 10, 12, 15 hours a day, get this ark built. Look at all the labor we got to do. Is it going to be better? But self-will, I guarantee you he overcomes self-will. Self-will, if you let it dominate, you'll have a bad health life, a bad spiritual life, a bad financial life. Self-will don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and hit the road running. Self-will. I knew it would be like yesterday. Because it's good stuff. Yeah. Self-will, Brother Josh. Get up 5 o'clock in the morning. It's dadgum Alaska cold out there. 34 degrees. Yep. I'll let some of you laugh at me. I'm out walking up some big old hills, you know, where we do secret hunting's at, you know. I ain't going to call it. Because we got folks across lines. Amen. And so, you know, I told God of the morning, I'm turkey hunting, and there's a hill. All them hills, I don't know why he made them like that. Both ways, brother. Ain't no lie. And I'm at the bottom of it. And I'm hearing turkeys on the top of that hill back. And I'm going, Jesus, why did you make a hill so steep? Okay. Some of you hunters understand this. But Brian, myself, Will said, just sit down here. They'll come down here. But knowing better, Brother Eddie, you got to climb that hill. It ain't going to feel good. It's going to be painful. It's cold. You can't right wire much clothes when you're turkey hunting because you got to run and gun. You don't sit there. You got to get up and run and take off. I don't care if it's down a hill, quarter mile, half mile. Right, bud, y'all. Right, turkey hunters. You got to go. And the other day, man, I'm humping it, and something in my knee said, uh-oh. And I said, not now, devil. Let go of my leg in Jesus' name. Get your hand off my leg. And my son Will said, it ain't the devil, it's you. Your self-will will try to talk you out of doing things that you need to do. I'm making funnies to get your mind to think. Your self-will will try to stop you from going to where you need to go to get what you need to get. I don't know about you, but I've been praying lately over my self-will greater than anything because my battle is get my self-will to do the will of God to obtain what I need from Him. Somebody praise him. This is good. So I got with my doctor this morning, Dr. Misty, finding out what it was. But it's going to get better. But I didn't quit. I didn't stay home and leave it up on a chair, propped up with ice. I come and wrote for 2 hours. See, I will say, take it easy. Well, you're foolish. You're hurting. No, I'm stubborn. I don't like giving in. Here's where we're going to go. Sister Banks, come. In Matthew 26. Man, this is good stuff. Now, I'm going to slow down a minute. Jesus, Matthew 26, here he's praying. He shows us something. He knew what he was about to face. He was God. Manifested in the flesh. The persecution that he was going to go through to bring the will of God to pass for the world. Jesus, the flesh. Well, if he was God, what? You got to have a revelation to even understand what I just said. Jesus, the flesh, like me and you. But the spirit in him was God. Flesh is right here, but I got God in me. Jesus was battling knowing what he had to go through. Let this cup pass from me. He didn't want to suffer the beating, the scourging, the spit, the mockery. He didn't want to face the 3 nails to one in his hand, his hands and his feet. He didn't want to go through the pain. Self-will was trying to make a deal with God. How many of us, well, y'all need to hear me, pay attention to what I'm fixing to say. How many of us have tried to make a deal with God because self-will didn't want to do it? I don't want to do that. Come on, God. It ain't going to hurt me. It ain't going to send me to hell. Well, his word said it would. His word said it would. Jesus was battling self-will. Nobody's self-will wants to go through pain to make a change. It don't want to pray 30 minutes. It don't want to get along and pray 45 minutes. Oh, come on, folks. I could take a survey. And some of us would be embarrassed that we ain't prayed none this week. I know. It takes self-discipline, Brother Joel, to make yourself go into a room, a place, shut the door, or you get private with God. Okay, I'm going to get right with you, honey. I'm going to get right with you. Because you think that 30 minutes has been wasteful. Your self-will thinks it's been wasteful. I could be more in my yard. As soon as you lay down, sit down, get on your knees, your mind, Brother Pastor, you need to go change the oil in your truck. You need to go mow the yard, sharpen the blades, and all that stuff. You need to be washing clothes, cooking, putting, going to get groceries. Come on, folks. You'll flat your self-will. But those that are going to accomplish or reach things of God takes control of self-will. Jesus was fighting the same spirit me and you fight. He said, I've got to overcome this self-will if I'm going to bring the will of God to the world. You know what? I'm glad he conquered self-will. I'm glad he conquered his self-will. I'm grateful he conquered self-will because he did. We got the blood that covers a multitude of sin. We got the Holy Ghost that'll fill us, that'll strengthen us, that'll help us. And we got the name that'll wash and take away our sins. Is anybody hearing anything? Self-will, thank you, Jesus. The Lord began to talk to me the other day about this. I looked at my life. Yes, sir, Lord. I'll remind him. You see, if he hadn't conquered self-will, we wouldn't have no mercy. You ready? Are you ready for this? We wouldn't have no mercy to get up every time we gave in to self-will. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I just said? If he hadn't conquered self-will, you would not have no mercy to get up every time you fall. And you want to quit and give up because everything gets chaotic. Well, you ought to stop and quit pointing at everybody else. Abraham, quit pointing at everybody else. Hold on, look at yourself. Jonah, he didn't blame nobody else. Sister Vicky, I did this. I did this. But I guarantee you, he wished a million, come on, how many's wished a million times you'd have conquered that self-will? You know what? You wouldn't be fighting the images of past failures. Come on, folks. The Lord, he talks to me when I pray. You understand? Your sins are under the blood. They're as far as the northeast from the east is from the west. Come on. They're gone. But one thing ain't gone, your memory. And I was reading in Revelation of the day. But Jim, when we get to heaven, it's going to be gone. Going to be gone. So see if you can hang on right now and not give in to those voices, not give in to yourself. Quit giving in to past failures. Come on. They ain't nothing but daggers. You got to have a revelation about where sin goes. Come on, I know God's talking. Here's a parable. I'm going to close. 1 Samuel 30, here's David. David comes back home from fighting his men. He comes back in his home and Ziklag, his house is in ashes. His wives are gone. His children are gone. David falls down on his knees. He's praying. I don't know about you, but I can imagine as a human being, David said, it's over. Self-will said, what's the use? Either y'all lying or y'all just sitting there ain't paying attention. I've been there. What's the use? The Look at where we at. There's ashes. Ain't nothing left. Self-will is saying, look, you don't need to do nothing. It's over. Right there in the Holy Ghost. Some of your physical bodies are telling you it's over, it's finished, you can't change. It ain't God talking to you. It's self-will. You need to learn who you're listening to. David has men that's ready to stone him. Self-will is saying, give in to him. Give in to him. You ain't got to go through this pain to stay right here. But then he cries out to God, what shall I do? And the will of God, oh my God, get up and pursue after what you lost. Some of you, it ain't God that set your destiny. It's your self-will today that set your destiny. Yet have your self-will set your destiny. That's why some of you are sitting where you are. You're staying where you are because you thought that's the voice of God. You need to learn the voice of God. And the voice of God has more for you. He never tells you to stop. No. He said it's not to the swift, but to he that can endure unto the end. This race ain't over. When it's over, it's when you hear, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. That's when it's over. David gets up. Can you imagine his self-will said, now you got to go out and fight and get back what was yours. Now here we go. Here we go. How many's tired of the enemy taking something that's yours? You got to go fight and get it back. In the Holy Ghost, I feel the Holy Ghost. Has anybody heard anything? Self-will. Your enemy is not the devil. It's your self-will. Because it hungers and it thirsts. Come on, folks. Let me get simple with you where you'll understand on first grade level. Do I need chocolate pie? No. But do I want some chocolate pie? Yes. Could I eat a whole pie? Yes. And a half a jug of milk. Woo! And just chew on it, Brother Patterson. And wash it down with that old cold glass of milk. And myself will be telling my flesh, feed it, boy, feed it. And if I eat them often like that, I'll be looking going, woo! I can't see my feet. Blood pressure going up. Diabetes. I have to fight against what I could inherit genetically. My mom and dad, both of them, I'm fighting it every day, praying it never catches up with me. Got tickled in my brother the other day. He's a diabetic. He wasn't going to say it. His kids told on him. I go, oh, why are you eating those two pieces of pie? And you saying, come on, don't tell. You're getting worse, but you feeding what flesh self-will wants. This is good. Let's go to the spirit and I'm going to close. We could get spiritually better. But the flesh is dominating our lives. You better be careful what you look on that phone. It's the most dangerous thing that's happened to this generation. Cell phones. takes up communication, brings more sin in your life. You don't tell me that's a doorway to 600. That's a doorway to 69 million porn sites. 69 million. I read an article where a school teacher in Arkansas, beautiful lady, making $40,000 a year, started putting herself on OnlyFans. OnlyFans. See, I don't even know it. You know how much she made? In three months, she made over $225,000. Just showing herself. People paying just to see her. You're sick. Better watch your spirit. You better watch your self-will. Abraham said, Lot, you got to go. He recognized what had stopped him where he was. We got to recognize what's stopping us. I don't know about you, but I got my prayer book. And there are times I'm talking to God and I recognize something. I go, this has got to go. Stand to your feet. I can go on. This is what I want you to do in closing, please. Not looking around at nobody else, but just you. Close your eyes, bow your head, lift your head, whatever you want to do, saints of God. And I want you to look deep in your life and say, who has my self-will brought in that must go? Come on. Holy Ghost, I feel you talking. Voice of God, I hear you talking. I hear you talking. Voice of God, I hear you talking. Spirit of God, I hear you talking. While you're praying, I want to share this. My biggest prayer battle is against my own self-will when I pray. My biggest prayer battles is with my self-will. I pray against it. I fight it. I correct it. I rebuke it. You better think about it. Come on. If the voice of God talked to you and you know something, I want you to come in this altar. I'm bringing it to the altar and I'm leaving it here today, God. Because I know you want to take me places that I haven't seen. But I'm going to leave it here in Jesus' name. Come on. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.